to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air, continuing now with our charts for the week of November 7th to the 11th. And the person responsible for going through the numbers, the stories, the people is Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, that does a lot of work to put together all of the nuance, if we can call it that, the nuance of this program. Michael, your job is to start at number 10 and go to number 1. You got to do something, though, besides, say, number 10, 9, 8. You have to put something next to those numbers.
Oh, yeah, I can't just say clever. Number 10 is number 10.
No, you can't say
number
that.
Number 9 is number 9. It
uh-uh.
is what it is.
Uh-uh. Yeah.
Number 10 is the National Football League, yeah. And all of the action therein is we're sort of mid-season, and it's a very interesting year. It's tied with the NBA, and it's in action. The only action there are union negotiations. They have themselves a strike. At number 9, the Conrad Murray verdict. At number 8, Obamacare upheld. And at number 7, Ohio's anti-union ballot issue. Number 6, the OWS movement, the Occupy Wall Street movement. Iran nukes at 5. Stock market activity at number 4, very sensitive to what's going on in Europe. And number 3 is Europe, the Eurozone jitters, and the Berlusconi resignation. The Penn State scandal at number 2. And number 1, we have the 2012 presidential race, and that includes major subtopics, the accusations against Kane and the GOP debate. And, of course, everybody's talking about Rick Perry's brain freeze. Let's talk about some of the top people.
They called it something else that begins with an F, and it wasn't freeze.
I was considering saying that to you, but I figured this was a family show.
All right, exactly.
And
okay.
we don't want to smell it up.
Right,
at
no,
number 10, we have Daniel Stern and Derek Fisher on the people chart. Conrad Murray and Michael Jackson at number 9. Lawrence Silberman at 8. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad at 7. At 6, we have Angela Merkel and Nicolas Sarkozy. Silvio Berlusconi at 5. Number 4, Mike McQuarrie, Tim Curley, and Gary Schultz. Number 3, Joe Paterno and Jerry Sandusky. At number 2, Rick Perry, Mitt Romney, Newt Gingrich, Michelle Bachmann. Number 1, Barack Obama, tied with Herman Cain. Herman Cain is quite a interesting character. Huh?
Why do you say, is it something other than the obvious?
No, when he first announced his presidential ambitions, nobody took him seriously at all. I mean, it was like, oh, how cool, yeah, nice. But look at him. I mean, he's in the news. He's tied with the president, number 1 on our people survey, considered for whatever the heck. I think those straw polls and all these pre-poll polls are basically ridiculous, but they are what they are. And he's a front runner in the race, and nothing seems to bother him. He's got this terrible scandal swirling around him, and he just continues on. He's sort of like a Bill Clinton.
Yeah, can he come out of it as well as Bill Clinton did, though? Clinton had the problem while he was in office, although he did get haunted by Jennifer Flowers and some of the others who said that he was a...
Remember he had to go on, 60 Minutes or one of those shows?
Yeah. Right, it was, yeah.
With Hillary?
Yeah.
When
right.
he was running?
Yeah.
That's why they called him the comeback kid. Every time he looked like he was down, he'd come back. I'm not saying that. I don't know whether Herman Cain can go all the way. But I'll tell you, he's gone a lot further than anybody thought he would.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a victory unto itself.
Right.
Of course, when you come out of a presidential race, you can either come out of it with presidential pixie dust on you, like Mike Huckabee did, and not win but not lose, or you come out of it as a loser because you blew it and you were exposed.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a great danger in running for president. The benefits could be wonderful, and obviously the liabilities are treacherous.
The current issue of Talkers Magazine has a reference to several what we used to call them Battle of the Bands in the music era, and you and I are both playing music. Now we call it, it's something you've concocted, actually, the Battle of the Talk Radio Hosts.
Yep.
And they happen here and there. You have them now on Talkers.com, the video at Talkers.com. Are you not doing some of them there? It's like a television show with all of these various talk hosts who are mixing it up.
Yeah, we put them on, we take them off. At this moment, at this second, there's nothing on, but there will be more next week. Absolutely. And we encourage it. We think it's a marvelous form of informational entertainment.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because talk radio hosts are entertaining when they go at each other. Debates are fun. And debates are also informative. You know, it's a lot better than some of the other stuff out there for entertainment. I see it as a form of theater. And we got a few things up our sleeve that we're going to be debuting in terms of taking the, what we call the Talk Rumble to a higher level.
Mm-hmm. How it was originally called, the Talk Rumble. I was in a couple of them, a few of them.
Oh, yeah.
Not my style. I mean, I'm happy to get into it with somebody. That's not what I do on the air, so why do it in that surrounding? We can add something intelligent, but most of the time, I can remember one of them, Lankita Cullum, who's done a great job on, she's somebody that's been in the radio business for a long time, and she had her own program. She is very good at doing, sort of being an MC or a host. And I remember the guy who's the gun, what's his name, Grisham, right?
Tom Grisham.
Tom Grisham, right. She had him on one of these things and referred to him as Mr. Lock and Load. And at the moment, isn't it funny? Because this is a long time ago, but I remember it just because of the way she presented him. And, you know, obviously it speaks to the issue.
Yeah, but it's almost like a roast.
Yeah.
And, of course, this whole Rumble idea started as talk show hosts entertaining each other because it was at the conferences, at the business conventions. It wasn't for the public. So the host.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of nastiness that was good-spirited,
mm-hmm.
you know, insults that were really not meant to hurt.
But some of them more of late have been aimed at others, and they have
harder. It's harder to do it today than it was in those days. There was much more camaraderie. There's not that much camaraderie anymore in our industry. One, because these are hard times economically. It brings out the nasty side of people and the competitiveness.
Yeah.
And two, a lot of people take themselves very seriously in terms of the extreme political views that are expressed. They actually see themselves more as political forces than broadcasters. There was a tipping point somewhere along the way.
Yep.
And I personally, as a broadcast trade publication publisher, I find that to be a very dangerous path.
Well, it's not entertaining, particularly.
Well, it's not entertaining. You have no base.
Yeah.
If you see yourself as a political figure first and a broadcaster second, you could lose your platform very easily, and then what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Turn to the Republicans and Democrats and say, hey, help me?
John McCain says there's going to be a new party called the Fed Up Party.
Yeah.
Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here, overviewing some of the things that are happening in the world of news talk radio for us.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the Master Prostate Formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Here's Talk Radio in the Focus, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. We're talking about radio, the formatics, if you will. That word, using that word, people don't know what we're talking about. There are sort of systems. The good hosts know that they have to have a system for putting together a program and for delivering the program so as to have the maximum engagement. If they're smart, I think that's the way it works. Do you agree?
Well, I mean, I'm not quite sure what you're saying. I mean, formats are, you know, formats.
But there are people who are better at it than others.
People
are
better
at
the business than others,
Better at bringing things together and attracting people's attention and keeping. We all know part of the, it's not such a dirty little secret, the people who know the way around radio or television know that there are ratings that are taken and people can listen by the minute even. Their measurement is done by the minute. And so it's pretty easy sometimes to find out what people like and what they don't like. And that's one of the reasons I think that most of the formatics that are in now for talk radio are sort of flat, Michael. Don't you think? Because it's the same kind of stuff going on over and over again day after day after day. So there's a group of people that wants to listen to that and they want to cheer, but bringing in new people sometimes is difficult.
Well, the industry is going through a tough time now, as are all media that's driven by advertising. And it's big. The talk radio is very big. It's not small. It's everywhere. It's a household concept, household names in talk radio. So it does. Flat is an interesting word. It doesn't have much room to grow.
Yeah.
It's going to have to widen. You're not going to get more people listening to political talk radio. Or, you know, people say, well, Rush Limbaugh hasn't really grown in the last few years. And I go, well, yeah, he's as big as you can get.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean it's a bad thing that it's flat. What it needs to do is widen. It needs to develop other kinds of formats for people that may not be listening to talk radio at the current time. And that's what I see as the future growth being, a widening of the concept as opposed to necessarily more people listening to right-wing or left-wing talk radio.
Mm-hmm. The FM station certainly playing a part in that. What do you think the news of Howard Stern going on television as a judge in America's Got Talent does for his – he'll have to be –
I think Howard Stern should be nice. I think Howard Stern is missing an opportunity. Every day that goes by and he gets another gray hair in his head that he continues with the lesbians and the strippers and the softcore pornography, I think he's missing the opportunity to reinvent himself and be one of the most brilliant satirists, comedians, facilitators.
He's taken the easy. He's taking the check.
No, he's
easy check
to his past,
right.
And he runs the risk of suddenly being a 65, 70-year-old man. He runs the risk of becoming Hugh Hefner, and I don't think that would be smart, considering how smart and talented he is.
Right.
He's got to have the courage to. He's got to do the opposite of what Carlin did. Carlin went from being a straight to being a freak. He's got to go from being a freak to being a straight, and it'll reinvent him. But that's just my opinion.
I think it's a good one. Michael Harrison has the bird's eye seat when it comes to talk radio, news talk radio, and he's here to tell us about it every week here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The good you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Geico. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We're trying to get all of the people involved here in this debate. That's what we're talking about, the GOP debate. It was on CNBC. Maria Bartiromo is the person doing it. I never pronounce her name correctly. I think that's close, though. She sounds a little, you know what I mean? Okay. So as we listen to and try to get in all of the participants, we've heard from Rick Perry and Herman Cain, Mitt Romney, Ron Paul. So listen to Newt Gingrich being asked about the student loan program.
Are you worried about student loan debt becoming the next government bailout?
You know, this is a good place to talk about the scale of change we're about to live through. We're at the end of the welfare state era of dependency, debt, distortion, and dishonesty. The student loan program began when Lyndon Johnson announced it, I think, with a $15 million program. It's an absurdity. What does it do? It expands the ability of students to stay in college longer because they don't see the cost. It actually means they take fewer hours per semester on average. It takes longer for them to get to school. It allows them to tolerate tuitions going up absurdly. By 2014, there will be one administrator for every teacher on college campuses in the United States. Now, let me give you a contrast that's very startling. The College of the Ozarks is a work-study college. You cannot apply to it unless you need student aid, and they have no student aid. You have to work 20 hours a week during the year to pay tuition and books. You work 40 hours a week during the summer to pay for room and board. 92% of the students graduate owing no debt. The 8% who owe debt owe $5,000 because they bought a car. Now, that is a model so different, it will be culture shock for the students of America to learn we actually expect them to go to class, study, get out quickly, charge as little as possible, and emerge debt-free by doing the right things for 4 years.
All right, this is some pretty important and impressive information. Hey, I'm still pretty impressed with Gingrich and his knowledge, aren't you? 800-510-8255. Let's see. Rick Santorum was asked about his tax plan.
You proposed a zero tax on manufacturing businesses.
I have.
I understand the sentiment behind that, and the state of Michigan's lost hundreds of thousands of manufacturing jobs over the last few decades. Isn't that the kind of distortion in the tax code that people want to get away from in order to get rates down? Flatter, simpler, fairer.
I think getting a rate down to zero is pretty far down. That's good.
But it's down for the manufacturing industry opposed to people doing other things. Isn't that picking winners and losers?
It's down for a sector of the economy, not picking an individual winner or loser. It's down for an entire sector of the economy that we're getting our hat handed to us by losing jobs. We see that here in Michigan. We see it across this country. And the reason is government has made us uncompetitive. We need to compete on taxes. We need to compete on regulations. We need to repeal Obamacare. We need to, I've said I'm going to repeal every single Obama-era regulation that costs businesses over $100 billion. We'll repeal them all. We'll send a very clear message out to manufacturers in this country and all over the world that America will compete. Some have suggested we need to go into a trade war with China and have tariffs. That just taxes you. I don't want to tax you. I want to create an atmosphere where businesses and manufacturers can be profitable. Lower taxes, repatriating funds, 0% tax if you repatriate those funds and invest them in plant and equipment. And then, of course, an energy policy that everyone on this stage is going to agree with that says we are going to produce energy in this country. I'm different than many of them, that I'm going to cut all the subsidies out and let the market work as opposed to creating incentives for different forms of energy that the government supports.
That's a pretty intelligent answer to the question, right? Rick Santorum, Gingrich, we have not heard yet from John Huntsman or Michelle Bachmann. We'll see if we can get into their heads as we listen to the outtakes, the excerpts from the CNBC debate. Mr. Kane cheered as he denounces the harassment allegations. Mitt Romney seemed to be having a pretty good time. And Mr. Perry really sounds like he doesn't have a clue. So that's where it sits at the moment from my perspective. How about yours? 800-510-8255 with the presidential debate in the focus on the countdown.
Here's the thing about credit card companies. When you're in debt to them, they're the ones in charge. Hiking up your interest rates, slapping you with late fees, even calling you day and night to collect. Well, it's time you were the one in control. By settling your credit card debts for a fraction of what you owe, you need American Debt Negotiators. We'll match you with an expert who'll help settle your debt for pennies on the dollar and then roll everything into one affordable monthly payment. No more credit card payments. No more collection calls. It's simple, it's proven, and it's legal. If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, call for a free consultation that'll help you get debt-free sooner than you ever imagined. This is powerful information that credit card companies don't want you to know. Information that will put you in control. Call for your free phone consultation right now. Call 1-888-284-9273. That's 1-888-284-9273. Call 1-888-284-9273. Call now.
I think of Santa Rita as full-bodied.
I don't think she'd appreciate that.
I'm referring to Santa Rita Reserva Cabernet Sauvignon. Full-bodied is a term wine experts use to describe its rich, robust taste. Here, have a sip.
Mmm, heavenly.
Enjoy a little taste of heaven. Santa Rita, recipient of a remarkable 28 90-plus ratings from wine experts in the past year and named Winery of the Year by Wine and Spirits magazine. Santa Rita, imported from Chile by Palmbay International, Boca Raton, Florida.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
I don't like the word topic so much, but the focus, I guess, of the conversation is about the debate. GOP debate, big deal, right? Maybe for some of you. If you like Mr. Obama, there's probably not much here. Maybe a little fodder for those people who don't much like Mr. Perry, because he forgot part of his plan during the debate. Pretty embarrassing. I thought Herman Cain stood up for himself well. Mitt Romney looked good. Actually, I thought that pretty much everybody except for Perry looked presidential. John Huntsman looks presidential, actually sounds presidential. Here he is being asked about bailouts for banks that are quote-unquote too big to fail.
If anything, that problem has gotten worse since the financial crisis than before. The 10 biggest bank holding companies in this country now hold nearly 90% of all the assets in the banking system, up from 75% in 2006. So what would you do? Would you break up the banks to remove the risk or diminish the risk for American taxpayers?
Let me just say, on the housing discussion here, lost in all of this debate is the fact that there are people tuning in tonight who are upside down in terms of the financing of their homes or feeling real pain. People who probably heard today that they lost a job. These issues are very real. They're complicated. For us to say that there's an easy solution to housing, that's just not right, and that's not fair. The economy does have to recover in order for the housing market to pick up its slack and for us to get onto housing starts, which ought to be 15% of our nation's GDP, and today it's 2%. With respect to the banks that are too big to fail, you know, today we've got, as I mentioned earlier, six institutions that are equal to 60-65% of our GDP, $9.4 trillion. They have an implied guarantee by the taxpayers that they'll be protected. That's not fair. That's not right for the taxpayers.
So you break them up?
I say we need to right-size them. I say in the 1990s, You had Goldman Sachs, for example. That was 1.1. That was $200 billion in size. By 2008, it had grown to $1.1 trillion in size. Was that good for the people of this country,
or well, how would you accomplish that?
How would you write that process? I think we ought to set up some sort of fund. I think we ought to charge some sort of fee from the banks that mitigates the risk that otherwise the taxpayers are carrying. There's got to be something that takes the risk from the taxpayers off the table so that these institutions don't go forward with this implied assumption that we're going to bail them out at the end of the day. That's not right, and it's not fair for the taxpayers of this country.
And there are a lot of people that are in Occupy protests around the country who agree with that. John Huntsman sounding pretty intelligent there. Rick Perry said that he stepped in it. Now he's trying to clean things up. And you know what? You don't hear me often giving him a break. In this circumstances, we all, so these guys are under a lot of pressure, these people, and they, some of it self-imposed, of course. They made choices. They decided to run, so they're going to be scrutinized. And I'm not a fan of Rick Perry's and I don't want to see him win the race, but frankly, it is pretty easy to lose your focus. Now, whether he created all these plans or not, chances are he didn't come up with these ideas. Somebody around him did. And so his not being able to explain them, I'm, for one, going to give the guy a pass on that. There are a lot of other things. I thought, for example, he was extremely hypocritical when he was talking about the relationship between the country and various corporations and their giving to campaigns. This guy's taken more loot than probably anybody else up there except for Romney from big corporate interests. And that's not necessarily in your best interest. Michelle Bachmann was asked about her plan to create jobs in this debate.
I think one thing that we know is that taxes lead to jobs leaving the country. All you need to know is that we have the second highest corporate tax rate in the world. And if you go back to 1981 and you look around the world, we had a lot of high corporate tax countries. It was 47% on average on a lot of countries across the world. But if you look today in the United States, we have an effective rate, if you average in state taxes with federal taxes, of about 40%. But the world took a clue, because capital is mobile, and capital went to places where corporate tax rates went to 25% and falling. We're still stuck in a 1986 era of about a 40% tax rate. We have to lower the tax rate because it's a cost of doing business, but we have to do so much more than that. Our biggest problem right now is our regulatory burden. The biggest regulatory problem we have is Obamacare and Dodd-Frank. I will repeal those bills. I've written those bills. To repeal those bills, they've got to go. But beyond that, we have to legalize American energy. And here's something else that we have to do that will help the economy. We have to build the fence on America's southern border and get a grip on dealing with our immigration problem.
You know, here's an observation. You can agree or disagree or not comment if you care to. I think these people sound, at this point, that we're finally getting into discussions that require intellect and intelligence. They've sort of, with the exception of Perry, they've really galvanized their ideas, and they're presenting them well, and you're hearing actually some new information, or at least a presentation that isn't hackneyed and old. I'm fairly impressed, frankly, with what I'm hearing from most of these people. How about you? 800-510-8255. So as, let's see, I think we've heard from everybody now. Let's wrap it with Larry Kudlow on CNBC talking to, the inevitable analysts have to have their way. So three people talk about the winners and the losers in the debate.
Did Mitt Romney have an off night? And I want to say, not just politically, but substantively, a guy who spent his career in banking and finance had no hint of a response to the world caving in out of Europe. What's your take on Romney then?
Mitt Romney was running in a Republican primary. That's what he was doing tonight. And so he didn't give the substantive answers that one would hope he would give, because he's watching his flack. He's watching those primary voters in Iowa and New Hampshire and wanting to make sure that he didn't get too far out on China, get too far out on bailouts, get too far out on the auto industry. And that's really what I took from Romney tonight. He just didn't look comfortable.
I want to go to Keith Boykin. Sorry, Keith. Did the Republicans get the job done against Obama? Now, you know, they railed on taxes, class warfare, Obamacare, student loans. Very interesting, the critique of student loans. Rank that. How did Obama do? How did the GOP do?
I think Obama did really well because nobody really showed themselves to be suitable to go up against Obama, I think, in this field. But I think Romney also did well because nobody really attacked him.
Yeah.
And it actually helps the Republicans. I think it almost seemed like there was a gentleman's agreement, or a ladies and gentlemen's agreement, I guess, with Michelle
Isn't
Bachman.
It odd? Because did you find that
nobody
odd
went
curious?
After him. And it was odd because he's the frontrunner. If you want to win, they've got to
actually,
go after him.
Actually, truth be known, they didn't really go after Obama
that heavily.
It was very interesting to me. I mean, they got their wax in, but it wasn't the kind of assault. And I go back to Romney, who in some ways has been Obama's biggest economic tormentor. I didn't really hear that much out of Governor Romney.
Well, I think Romney did take on Obama in the first part of the debate in particular. Most of his responses were calibrated towards taking on the president, and that's his strategy. What's really important here, Larry, in 7 weeks, Republicans actually vote in Iowa. Mm-hmm. Remember, Mike Huckabee won the Iowa caucuses with just over 30% of the vote, and Mitt Romney got 25% of the vote. If Mitt Romney gets 25% of the vote in this crowded field without Perry taking off, he'll win the Iowa caucuses, and that will virtually cement the road to the nomination for Mitt Romney.
Cemented the road. Despite what we just talked about, I think he cemented the road tonight because Rick Perry had such an awful evening.
Totally.
I think Rick Perry is out of this thing.
So, okay, I read it. You don't go there. It's too painful. The whole thing, run the clips. It's just too hard. I don't want to. I read my Constitution can't take it at this hour. But I want to ask you about Michelle Bachman. All right. She stood up to the big boys tonight on one really interesting issue, the temporary payroll tax cut, which in my humble opinion was always a terrible terrible idea. And she said that it won't work and it blows a hole in the Social Security budget. She answered my pal Rick Santelli. Now, are you going to give Michelle Bachman some credit? And is she alive in Iowa?
I think she's alive for a while yet in Iowa. The question really is, what's going to happen to Herman Cain's support? And if you look at the NBC Wall Street Journal polls, he was flat. He didn't gain or lose in the ballot, but he lost a lot in favorability.
Yeah, great night tonight.
He had a good night tonight, but he dropped 13 points in favorability in that poll in 1 month. That's a leading indicator. His ballot is going down, and those people are going to go somewhere, and many of them could end up with Bachman.
All right, so they're just kind of interesting to listen to these people chew on this stuff. Was it flack or flank? It seems to me watching one's flank. I've not heard the expression watching one's flack. But maybe that's being picky. If you're listening to the Big Talker in your area, thank you for that. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Next up, what's going on at Penn State here on the Countdown.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You're like most people. You're probably holding off until Black Friday to start your holiday shopping.
The countdown has begun.
Well, then you're already behind.
What?
Rent-A-Center's pre-Black Friday sale is going on right now.
Oh, man.
Get to Rent-A-Center and beat the holiday rush for amazing pre-Black Friday deals on Sony smart TVs and Acer laptops. But you better hurry.
Out of my way!
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SevaClear, risk-free. SevaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SevaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SevaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SevaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
Hi, it's Roger here, and it's time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now, 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior Water from every tap. It's a whole house system in a snap.
This is Peter Schiff with the Peter Schiff Minute. Now, I just read a report that says that Washington, D.C. is the shopaholic capital of the United States. It tops the list of cities where people spend the most amount of money on clothing, on shoes, and other accessories. You know, no doubt it's very fitting that our nation's capital is leading the list of shopping till you drop, because after all, they're shopping with other people's money. As more and more taxpayer money is funneled into Washington, D.C., they're profligate with it. After all, they're spending so much of our own money. Why would we expect them to act any differently with respect to their personal consumption habits, especially since they're being paid so much? Washington is thriving because they are living off of the wealth that they're sucking out of the rest of the country. And what are they doing with that money? They're taking it to the malls and they're buying more stuff. And of course, where's all this stuff made? It's made in other countries. It's all imports. It's running up the trade deficit. Anyway, get more at shiftradio.com.
Lots of people talking about Joe Paterno and the situation at Penn State. Mr. Paterno is gone. At the age of 84, the trustees fired him. They fired the president of Penn State, and they ought to have done what they did. Here's talk host Michael Brown, who focuses on all of this stuff, including the part that involves this Jerry Sandusky, who was the guy who perpetrated the incident to begin with.
So the Penn State University Board of Trustees has announced that the school president, Graham Spanier, and head football coach Joe Paterno, the legendary Joe Pa, have been fired amid a sex abuse scandal. According to John Sermon, who's the vice chairman of the board of the trustees, here's what he said in this clip tonight. These decisions made after careful deliberations and best interest of the university as a whole. The past several days have been absolutely terrible to the Penn State community, but the outrage is nothing compared to the psychological suffering that took place. I might add also the physical suffering that took place also. There's no question about this board of trustees doing the right thing. And the lesson for us to learn here is, one, you are known by your last worst act. You can do all the wonderful things in the world, but in our society, we tend to remember people for their last worst deed. I personally believe in redemption. I personally believe that you can overcome all sorts of travails and travesties. And perhaps Joe Paterno in his senior years, 84 years old, perhaps he can do that. Perhaps he can redeem himself. But I'll tell you, the other lesson to be learned here is that in terms of just basic public relations, in terms of the just basic politics of the situation, when you have someone who believes that he has become bigger than the organization itself, when you have someone who is so arrogant that they believe that the universe, in this case the university, swirls around him or her, you're going to end up with a problem. I don't mind arrogance. Dagny Taggart, and Atlas Shrugged, spoke one time about arrogance. Arrogance is fine if it's deserved. And a good fight is worth it when you have a formidable enemy. In this case, I'm not convinced that Joe Paterno's arrogance was deserved. Yes, indeed, he has the winningest record. He has a long history. He's been there forever. But if over the past 15 years or longer, we have decided that we will have this squeaky, clean, pure as the driven snow kind of program, and we will do that by burying all of our demons instead of dealing with the demons, then I'm not sure the arrogance is deserved. And in this case, the PR problem of having a revered coach like this who is basically thumbing his nose at the Board of Trustees and saying, well, I'm going to tender my resignation at the end of this football season, and the trustees don't have to spend a minute worrying about me, just says that the trustees should have, and indeed did spend, more than a minute thinking about the future of the university, not Joe Paterno. It's exactly what needed to be done.
All right, so do you agree with Mr. Brown on his talk
program. It was what the board did is what needed to be done. The board could be a little suspect here. They said they couldn't find him during their debate, so they sent him a letter 15 minutes before it was announced that he's being fired. Meanwhile, he's lived on the campus in the same house for 40 years, so you got to wonder about the disingenuous remark there. I'm on the Board of Trustees of my alma mater, and dealing with things like this is something that always is difficult. I can't tell you that we've had this sort of a problem, thank heavens, at my university, but I'll tell you, there are a lot of people in these boards that don't have a lot of courage, and this is a PR thing. Of course, it's hard. You're damned if you do, and you're damned if you don't. This is a very difficult place. Paterno sadly deserves the focus and the angst, even though it wasn't the cause of it. He was the cause of the cover-up, and the president, all these people, they do. They have no choice but to clean out the house. 51 past the hour on the countdown.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com, or call 877-327-0365.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Time now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for our weekly visit from the legal expert from SteveLaw.net. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here looking at some of the... I don't know why I do that, because this is not a television program. It's a radio program about what's going on in the world of conversation radio. And certainly that Penn State scandal... number two this week in the story column. So how does this all shake out, and who's liable here? I mean, this thing seems to have been going on for now. The more you dig around in it, Steve, it's been going on for a long time.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, Doug. I was talking about this in one of my media law classes, and one of my students interrupted me and said, you know, you should check out the grand jury minutes, which are supposed to be secret, but they've been out there on the internet, and I did take a look at them, and it does go back so many years. There were so many opportunities for people to do the right thing, yeah, and really improve and save the lives of some young boys, but wasn't done. So as far as the liability, it's going to be all over the place. You know, people are certainly interested in Joe Paterno. I don't think Joe Paterno has any legal criminal liability here. Civil liability, there could be a possibility, although, frankly, on some technicalities, including duties that he may have had to these boys, and which really were non-existent, I'm not sure he's responsible, but the university is going to take a big hit when it comes to civil lawsuits as far as negligence and what was known and people covering up. It's just, it's a horrible story.
All right. So this is a not a private institution.
Correct.
So we have that to deal with. So they have the money, the state money.
Oh, yeah.
And Paterno, not a wealthy man. Apparently he's been paid well, but he's given most of the money back to the school. Lives a pretty common, normal existence.
Very much so. And, you know, frankly, among the upper tier of football coaches, his salary is a fraction of what the others are because that's the way he's done it. He's
right.
lived, you know, very good life.
So under the circumstances, if somebody goes after him and at 84, you know, what do they hope to get? And
yeah.
Does it make sense to go after him or just kind of leave him alone, go after the school or go after these other? Why hasn't anybody, again, you look at the record for this guy, what's his name? I forget the guy's name who's who's the perpetrator of this, Sandusky.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You look at this guy, and, man, somebody should wrap him around the bumper of a pickup truck.
Yeah, I am surprised, you know, he's out presently on bail, and he must be in hiding. Because I just think there are going to be a lot of people that do him harm. You're right. As far as Joe Paterno goes, frankly, I think legally and civilly, there may be issues of morally and with Monday morning quarterbacking as to what he should have done.
Right.
But he did abide by his legal obligation under the criminal laws. I don't even think civilly he's responsible. And frankly, I think it's a bad move for anyone to sue him civilly there because he is so popular. And with good reason, but there are plenty of others with liability.
Yep. All right. So kind of a field day for the lawyers, for sure. Everybody is lawyering up, I'm betting. All these families, are there 10? How many of these boys have been identified?
That's just for starters.
Yeah.
Because this is a pedophile predator who's been doing this since the late 70s, and this is just the ones who have come forward.
Yeah, that's what somebody said. I think I read it yesterday that this, you won't believe what's going to come out of this.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard some horrible rumors.
So then it also takes its toll on Penn State as far as the people going, well, I'm not going to go to a school like that. I'm not going to play for a football program like that. I'm not going to get involved.
Penn State is really one of the most preeminent institutions and colleges in the country. It has a great athletic program, but it has fantastic educational programs, and this is going to be not just a stain on the university. Like you say, it's going to affect every aspect of it, and it's very, very sad.
All right, up next, the ballot issue in Ohio. Do you think everybody understood what they were voting on?
You're talking about as far as the
union, the union, the vote was against the governor, who was a very popular guy.
Yeah, you know, it's always hard to say because I know going in voting on these various propositions, you really have to go over in your mind back and forth, well, am I voting by yes or no? Am I voting in favor of this legislation or am I voting against it? I'm always questioning whether indeed people are understanding what they're voting for.
All right, quick comment on the Conrad Murray verdict. No surprises.
Not at all. As a matter of fact, it's nice to see the jury get one right for a change, just to throw us off.
All right, there you go. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, check out his stevelaw.net for lots of great information and advice, stevelaw.net. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.